Today's daf is Nida Daf Vav, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Heya Midbeis Gufa. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So the topic of the daf is still the first Sugya Masechtas Nida, and that is the Machloikas Shammai, Hillel, and the Chachamim. A woman did a Bedika, and she found out. The question is, does she have to now be concerned that maybe the dam has been there for a certain period of time? As a result, any tahiros that she was oisekes with in the past, maybe are tome. Shammai says, kol anoshim dayin shaitan. She does not have to be concerned. Any tuma that we will reckon with will only be mikan ulaba. Hillel oimer, no. We have to be concerned. We have to go back mipkida lepkida to the last time that she did a clean bedika. Anything that happened from then until now is going to be in a state of sofik tumah. Rather, me'es le'es ma'metas ayad mipkida lepkida u'mipkida lepkida ma'metas ayad me'es le'es, which simply means that she will have to be tameh le'mafreya. How long? The lesser of 24 hours. Or the last time she did a bedika. The halacha, of course, is like the chacham. The Gemara, at the end of yesterday's daf, brought a memra from the Eri that got into the details of the type of tumah that the chachamim were geyser as it relates to the tumah l'mafreya me'is leis of anita. And the backdrop to properly understand the Gemara is that we saw already Bekitzer, and it's going to be even more clear in the coming Dafin, that even the Chachamim that said that a Nida that finds Dam has to be concerned that maybe the Dam has been there for some time, quote-unquote, Tomal Mafreya, it's only a Chashash Ba'alma. It's not a real concern that maybe there was Dam there. Any Svara that Shammai fought to make his argument of Daya Shaita on some level Hillel and the Chachamim agreed with. It's just that the Chachamim felt that we can't be completely Mekel, and as a result, they imposed Chumras, and they said, Me'es Le'es, we're going to have to be concerned for a Tumala Mafreya. But it's not a real concern. It's not a Sufik Deiraisa. And it's for that reason that Amiram discussed what level of Tumah did the Chachamim impose. Meaning, do we say that the Chachamim were Mesakin a Tumala Mafreya, so we have to look now to Mafreya as if this woman was a Nida, and she'll have all the halachas of Tumah that every Nida has? Or maybe no. Maybe the Chachamim didn't give her lemafreya all the chumras of an ordinary Nida. So really, in order to understand the daf, we have to be a little bit more familiar with the unique type of Toma of Nida. And that's that we know that not all Tomas were created equally. There's Tomas Meis, there's Tomas Nevela, there's Tomas Sheretz, and every Toma has its unique characteristics. As it relates to a Nida is an Avatoma. What's an Avatoma? A source of Toma. Anything that's a source of Toma is considered an Avatoma. A mace is an Avatoma. Someone that touches a mace is also, this is a chiddush, considered an avatoma. A dead sheretz, if it's one of the Shemayna Shratzim, is an avatoma. Basa Nevela is an avatoma. A nida is a source of toma, and as a result, she's an avatoma. The halach is that an avatoma that touches Adam, Kalim, Oichlin, Umashkin, it's metama, and it makes that thing into a rishon l'toma. A rishon l'toma could only be metama oichlin. It makes it into a sheni l'toma. A sheni l'toma could also only be metama oichlin, but it could only be metama oichlin that are either truma or kacha, meaning a sheni l'toma that touches chulin will not be metama the chulin, and a shlishi l'toma could only be metama kacha. Regardless, a nida is an avatoma, and because she's an avatoma, it's metama oich adam, kalim, oichlin, umashkin. Anything that comes in contact with a nida will now become a rishon l'toma. Additionally, there's two chedushim in Tumas Nida. Number one, Tumas Hesed. A nida that moves something. So whether she carries it or she moves it, even if she never touched it. So for example, there was something in a closed container and she moved the container. The contents of that container is now going to be tameh. It's called Tumas Hesed. Additionally, and this is what we really need for the daf, is a nida is metame Tumas Mishkov Umoshav. So if a nida sits on something or she lies on something, that thing that she sat on or lied on becomes tameh. Now that's not a chiddush. Nida's an avatoma. An avatoma comes in contact with Adam, Kalim, Oichlim, Mashkin, and makes it into a rishon atoma. So if she sits on something, relies on something, so it's going to become a rishon atoma. Now, the chiddush is that the mishkov and the moishav of a nida becomes an avatoma. That's the chiddush. Usually, if she comes in contact with something, it would make that a rishon atoma. The chiddush is it becomes an avatoma. What's the difference? A rishon atoma could only be metama Oichlim. An avatoma can be metama Adam and Kalim as well. A rishon atoma, when it's metama something, it makes it into a sheni atoma. And Abatoma, when it's metama something, it makes it into a rishon latoma. So the fact that the mishkova and the maishava of a nida now is viewed as an abatoma is a tremendous chiddush. Another chiddush: if somebody touches the mishkova maishava of a nida, not only will he become tamei because he just came in contact with an abatoma, but the begadim that he's wearing will become tamei as well. The makar to this is psukim in the Torah and Parshas Mitzrayim. We don't have to go through the psukim, but either way, that's the basic halacha of anida. So anida is an avatoma. As a result, she's metama adam kelim oichlon mashkin to make it into a rishon latoma. Anida could also be metama beheset. We'll see more about that later in the daf. And finally, anida is metama mishkova umayshava. That's pashet. The chiddush is that the mishkova umayshava of the anida becomes an avatoma, so that it can now be metam and Adam. Not only could it be metam and Adam, but an Adam that comes in contact with the mishkav u'moishav of the nida, so the person touched the chair that the nida sat on. The halach is he's tame. The chibes begad of the Torah says he also has to wash his clothing. His clothing will be tame as well. Either way, so the Gemara begins with something that we saw bekitzer at the end of the daf. That is gufa. Amaziiri. Ziiri said me'es leishav nida oisa mishkav u'moishav l'tame Adam l'tame begadim. When the chachamim impose, which chachamim? The first mishnah of the Masechta. The chachamim like it, that there's a concept of tumah l'mafreya when it comes to a nida that finds dam. Not only is she tumah l'mafreya, but she even has that stringency. She has that chomer that l'mafreya she's mitama mishkuv u'moishav with all the chumras, letama adam, letama begadam that the person was wearing. For eight gemara statue, eini v'kiyos avimi bechayzoi. When avimi came from bechayzoi, asaf aisim asis v'yod, he brought a brisa with him. The brisa said as follows, quote, me'es le'isha benida, mishkava u'moishava kemaga. That as it relates to the toma me'es le'es of anida, if during that me'es le'es period, she sat or lied on something, it's treated as if she had touched that thing. And just like if somebody comes in contact with something that Anita touches, that person will not become Tame. Because if Anita touches something, that thing becomes a Rishon Latoma, which could only be Metama Oichlon Umashkin. It sounds like if she would sit on something or lie on something, that thing would have the same status. It would be treated as if she merely touched it. In other words, it's not metama mishkav u'moishav. Says the Gemara, my lab, my god, le metama adam, af mishkav le metama adam. On my rabba says, it's not what the brisa means. And he said, I'll prove to you it's not what the brisa means. Because if that's what it means, it logically would go against one of the Yudgam Amidah Shatar in the Dreshes Ben, the Mid of Kal V'chaymer. Why? In other words, Rava said, I can prove to you from a Kal V'chaymer that a Nida me'es le'es should be metama mishkav u'moishav. How so? Uma kli cheres hamukuf of tzamid pasul. Ma docha kli cheres, that's an earthenware keli that is completely sealed. Kli cheres, earthenware keli, hamukuf of tzamid pasul, which is sealed. Taloch is anitza b'oil ha'meis. If it's in an oil with a mace, it doesn't become tame. The reason is kli cheres can only become tame misoichoy. Kol hashev esoichoy yitma. It's not metama migaboy, it's only metama misoichoy. So if you have a sealed kli cheres, the klicheres has no way of becoming tamei. The outside of the klicheres doesn't become tamei because it only can become tamei if tamei enters it. And being that it's sealed, there's no way for tamei to enter it. So the klicheres doesn't become tamei. The context inside the klicheres don't become tamei either. Still, the halacha is enei nitzol b'me'es le'es, stating that if a nida would touch a klicheres that's mukav tzamid pasul, me'es le'es, meaning in this man of l'mafreya, the halacha is it would become tamei. Now, how do we know that? Rava's taking it for granted. The Gemara later is going to bring a brisa that says in Mefurish. But the point is, the assumption is that if a nida would come in contact with this klicheres hamukav tzamid pasul, she would be metamen. What would be the tuma? So the klicheres itself, she could be metamen maybe by touching? No, because kolash besoicha yitma. It'd be tumat hesed. Because if she moved it, it would be metamen. So you have this context concept of the contents of the klicheres that's mukav tamed pasa becoming tamei ayidei nida, but not becoming tamei ayidei oil ames. If that's the case, zok de gemara mishkavis u'mayshavis she'ena nitzalim ba'oil ames. If you have a mishkav or a mayshav, you have a chair or a bed that's in an oil ames, of course it's going to become tamei. She'ena din she'ena nitzalim ames leishav nida, then certainly meis leishav nida should be metamei mishkav u'mayshav. In other words, Rava said that I think Zeiri has to be right based on the midah of Kal Vachomer. Didn't Avimi have a brisa? Again, what did the brisa say? It sounds like her mishkav u'moishav is like something she touched. It's a rishon l'tum. It's not an avatum. So the Gemara says, hey, but we have to say it means it's mishkav u'moishav kimaga atzma. No, if she sits on something and lies on something, it's and you now touch it, it's as if you touched the nida herself. Just like if somebody touches the nida, the aloch is the person becomes Tomei, and the begadim is where it becomes Tomei as well. So if somebody touches her mishkav u'moishav, you're going to have the same halacha. Metame adam litame begadim. In other words, what the Gemara said is that Zeiri said that when the Mishnah said that a woman that finds nid al yedei bedika, we have to be concerned for tumah l'mafreya, even though this whole tumah is a chumra ba'alma, as we've seen a little bit and as we'll continue to see, but it still has the chumra of Tumas Mishkov u'Moishav. So anything that this Nida in this time frame of the last 24 hours sat on or lied on would be Tameh. Not only would it be Tameh, but it would have the unique Tumah of Mishkov u'Moishav be treated as an Ovat Tumah, L'Tameh Adam, and to be Metameh the Begadim that Adam is wearing. Zeiri was the one who said the Halacha. He's the Mara Deshmaitza of this Chiddush. But in the course of the Gemara, Rava said it as well. And Rava proved it from a Kal Vachomer. So the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei de Rava, which is another way of saying Tanya Kavasei de Zeiri, because Zeiri and Rava are essentially saying the same thing. So the Gemara, Roya Dam, if a woman sees Dam Metameh V'yeis Leis, the Halacha of the first Mishnah, Mahi Metameh, what type of Tomo? So this is a Mefurish Ebraisa. Mishkavos u'mayshavos. Mishkav u'mayshav. Oichlon u'mashkin. V'kli cheres hamuk of tzamid pasul. Additionally, it's matama kli cheres hamuk of tzamid pasul. That's what Rava had used as one of the building blocks for his Kal Vachomer. He said, an oil ames is not matama kli cheres hamuk of tzamid pasul. Onida even me'es le'es is. This is where it's mefurish. Ve'inimikul kelas l'minyana. This is another important halacha. We know that even though today, anytime a woman sees dam nida, she's treated as a nida, but once upon a time, it was a lot more complicated. Once upon a time, there was an 18-day cycle. The first 7 days, if she saw dam, she was a nida. The next 11 days, if she saw dam, she was a zava. And there's a lot of nafkaminas between a nida and a zava, as it relates to zava ketana, zava gedoyla. There's many nafkaminas. That's the sugin erich and nafches. But either way, says the Gemara, what happens now if a woman saw dam? So now you're telling me she's talking to my freya for the last 24 hours. Does that mean the last day she's a nida? What if it overlaps with her zman of ziva? So if she found it on a day where we're going to start getting confused, is she a nida or is she a ziva? So that lach is edem kokelas l'minyana. As it relates to the minyan, is she a nida or is she a zava? We look at it mikanu lahaba. In other words, there's no kilkel that's going to come from this chumra that we're going to observe tumah 24 hours retroactively. Additionally, v'ena matam is boil l'mafreya. The halach is if somebody's boil nida, in addition to the chayvi krisos, there's also an idea of tumah. A nida's tameh, a boil nida's tameh. The tumah mi'es le'es doesn't impact that halacha. Meaning, if someone was boiled this nida in the me'es le'es time frame, he's not going to be tumah. Rabbi Kiva says, matam is boil. No, I disagree. It's the me'es le'es extends itself even to the tumah of a boil nida ve'ina moina ela mishal sharas. Additionally, as it relates to the 7 days that every nida has to count in order for it to become tar, even midiraisa she had to wait 7 days. Midiraisa she doesn't need shivin akiyah, but midiraisa she needs 7 days. So that too, you only start counting mikano laba roi kesem. What if somebody sees a kesem? So we saw in yesterday's daf that kesem, ironically, counterintuitively, as it relates to these halachas, is actually more chamor than regular Riya al yedei bedika. So says the Braisa, a woman that finds a kesem mitama l'mafreya, not only me'es le'es, mitama all the way back to mafreya. We said because we don't know when the kesem landed on the beged, and as a result, could be it happened 5 days ago. So me'es le'es from what? So therefore, the halach is a roi kesem. She's tami l'mafreya, not only me'es le'es. Mami mitama, what type of tomo again? Oichlon u'mashkin mishkavos u'mayshavos u'klicheres hamukav tamed pasul u'mikul keles l'minyana. Here it is mekalkel her minyan, because here she's gonna have a problem. Now she's going to have to learn Erech and Afches, because now it's going to be confusing in terms of, is she a Nida, is she a Zava, because she suddenly has to be concerned that maybe 5 days ago she was already a nida. Again, it can come liday kilkul. Umatamez bayilah. Additionally, it's matamez bayilah mafreid. The inu moina elam yichasher rasa. But in terms of how many days she has to be tamei, she's going to be tamei 7 days. Mikanu lahava. Vizeh says the brayza toila. We know this already. That even though Tuma mi eis la'eis is a real thing, Mishkav u'mayshav ziri rava, but at the same time it's only Tuma mi safik. L'may nafkimin, if she came in contact with Truma, you can't eat the Truma because maybe it's Truma tmei, but you also can't burn it because maybe it's Truma tahayr. Either way, that is the Braisa. Now, what do you see in this Braisa? L'chura, it's a tiny kavasei derava. Because one thing, Braisa said a lot of things, but it was very clear in the Braisa that Tuma mi eis la'eis extends itself to Mishkavais u'mayshavais. Again, haroya dam metam mi eis la'eis, umayim metama Mishkavais u'mayshavais. Even ksamim is metama l'mafrei Mishkavais u'mayshavais. So you see clearly, it's metama l'mafrei Mishkav u'maysha. Thus, says the Gemara, tanya kavasei derava. So we started the sugya, we thought we had a Braisa that was not like Rava, not like Zeiri, right? The Gemara said, "Eini vakiyos avimi bibechayzoi asa vaisi masisa biyade." He brought a brisa with him. The brisa seemingly contradicted Rava, but really, what the Gemara is coming out now is not only did that brisa not contradict Rava and Zeiri, we actually have a Tanya Kavase de Rava. Zok the Gemara, Rava, chashneinish Rava, ishmiel masisa. Did Rava know this brisa? This brisa. Tanya Kavasei the Rav. Right? The Gemara does this a lot, where an Amora will say something, and Tanya Kavasei. Yeah, we have a Braisa that supports what this Amora said. Here the Gemara asks an interesting question. Did Rav know this Braisa? Meaning, if he knew it, Leimah Masisa, he should have just said over the Braisa. But if he didn't know this Braisa, Kal V'chayme Minale. And that's why the Gemara asks the question here. And the Gemara doesn't usually ask the question. Meaning, in Rav's Kal V'chayme, Rav took on a premise, which was that Anida is metamal mafreya, a klicheres hamuk of tzamet pasal. And the Gemara is wondering out loud, had Rava know that? Now, the truth is it's a mafurish of Braisa. But the Gemara says it's not mashma Rava knew this Braisa. Because had Rava known this Braisa, then why did Rava walk into Beis Medrash kalvachoymer? He should have said it's a Braisa. You need a kalvachoymer? He should have said it's a mafurish of Braisa. That Meiroim only said chidushim when it wasn't mafurish in the Tanoim. If he knew this Braisa, he would have quoted the Braisa. He wouldn't have had a command to a kalvachoymer. Alamai, he didn't know the Braisa. If he didn't know the Braisa, faith to Gemara, how did he know that a nidas metama me'eis la'eis, something that's mukav tzamet pasal, mechatesi, maybe there's no tumas hesed l'mafreya. Just like Rava wasn't sure if there's tumas mishkav u'moshel l'mafreya, maybe there's no tumas hesed either. Elamai, he knew the Braisa. So again, he should have quoted the Braisa. Zok to Gemara, that you have to say, v'imat nas niso, zok to Gemara, le'imas, v'i lo'ishmi le'masisa kalvachemi minoli, lo'ilam shmi. Really, he knew the Braisa. V'im imas niso, so why didn't he just quote the Braisa? Because had he quoted the Braisa, I would have thought, the Braisa just says there's Tumas Mishkav u'Moishav. It doesn't say there's Tumas Mishkav u'Moishav with Allah Pitchavkis. That it doesn't say. Meaning you could have thought there's Tumas Mishkav u'Moishav. It's Metama, an Adam that comes in contact with it, or an Adam that, or Begadim that comes in contact with. Aval Adam, u'Begadim, right? But maybe a person that touches the Mishkav u'Moishav of Anida. To say that he becomes Tomei and the Begadim that he's wearing become Tomei, maybe that not. That's why he felt that he had to say a kalvachaymer. Meaning the Gemara thought that Rava said you could have made a toys. You could have walked away from this price and think that there's some diluted version of Tumas Mishkov Moshev that Anida has in her Tumah Mi'eis La'eis. But maybe the real Tumas Mishkov Moshev with all the chidushim. It's metama Adam, because we look at the Mishkav Moshev as an avatoma, and even to be metama the begodim that the Adam is wearing, maybe azoyvait not. That's why Rava felt that he had to say it as if it's his own halacha. That was something that he was meichich from a kal v'chomer. He knew the brisa. That's how he knew to use that building block of the kal v'chomer that a nida is metama l'mafreya tumas hesed. In other words, metama klicheres that's mukof tzomid pasul. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rafuna. Rafuna said nu sugya mi eis la'eshe ben nida l'koidesh avaloy v'chuma. And again, this is a theme that's developing, which is that even though the Chachamim said in the first Mishnah in the Masechta that a woman that finds dam, she's Tomei l'mafreya mi'eis la'eis, it's not a full-fledged Toma. It's not a full-fledged Toma. That's why we're not sure. Is there Mishkav u'Moishav l'mafreya? Is there not Tomas Hesel l'mafreya? Maybe not. Said Rav Huna, huge chiddush, that the whole Tomas mi'eis la'eis was only negei kachim. So if a woman in the last 24 hours touched kachim, that kachim would be Tomei. Al zen nemar tumas me'eis la'eis. But if she touched chulin, even truma, although truma has kedusha, but even truma, that loch is you're not going to have that. If that's the case, listen, gabi my lois. What does the gemara mean?
The Gemara means there's a perek in Shas. It's the third perek in Masechtas Chagiga, which is one of the most difficult brachim in Shas, because it's all Toma V'Tahira, so it's friend. But either way, the Chagiga Daf Chof Amid Beis, and the Mishnah says, Chomer B'Kodesh Mi B'Truma. And the Mishnah lists several examples of chumras that you find in Kachim over Truma. And then there's another Mishnah later in the parak that mentions Chaymer B'Truma Mi B'Kodesh, and that's a much shorter list. Because Kachim is more chumra than Truma. So, Freik to Gemara, if you're going to tell me that Tumas Me Isla Isha Benidas Matama Kachim, it's not Matama Truma, listen, Gabi Mailois, why wasn't it mentioned in that list of chumras that Kachim has over Truma? So, the Gemara says, Kitani, Hecha Disle Jor de Tumma. Aval Hecha the Lesle Jor de Tumma, like Kitani. That list was only discussing things of Tumma where there's a concern of real Tumma. But the whole Tumma Mi'eis Leis is not a concern of real Tumma either. Again, re-emphasizing this point. Lashin Rashi, that over here there's no Dror de Tumma, rather Gzeira Ba'alma. Amazing. The whole Tumma Mi'eis Leis is Gzeira. There's no real concern of Tumma. And being that there's no real concern of Tumma, so it doesn't fall, that Mishnah is discussing whether there's a chash tumma, with chayish by kachman. There's no chash tumma anyways. This is a whole chiddish of the chachamim that we're going to make believe that maybe she has to be concerned for tumma. So the fact that the chachamim applied that to kachman versus tumma, that's not as newsworthy, and that's why it wasn't mentioned. Where there's a real chash tumma, we're only chayish for kachman, not chayish for tumma. That makes it to that Mishnah, Gabi Mailas. Right, the Gemara. Last year, Kash. Again, a Kash from Rapunas Alacha. That me'eis le'esha benidah le'kodesh, avaloy le'truma. That is Mahi Metama Oichlunu Mashkin. A Brisa said that what is the Nida Metama Tuma Meis Leis? I'm afraid Oichlunu Mashkin. My lab being the Kodesh, being the Truma. It sounds like all Oichlunu Mashkin, even Truma, like the Kodesh. No, it means only Kodesh. Toshma, Nachakasha. Rabbi Yehuda said, and this is a Mishnah that's coming up in a few dafin. Af b'shas avaroson milecho b'truma. So the context over there, and again, we'll get into the sugya a lot more later. And that is that the Chachamim made takonas that women that are working in the kitchen with truma, they're working in the kitchen with kachim. So the halacha is that they had to do several bedikas in the context of the work that they're doing to make sure that while they were isekis b'truma or while they were isekis b'kachim, they weren't being mitam anything. Incidentally, today a girl only goes to the mikveh once she gets married. Why? Because we don't have tumah v'tahira today. So today mikveh is only negeya in yonei ishus. It's not negeya anything else. But once upon a time, once a girl was raya dam, she had to go to the mikveh. Because neither wasn't only negeya ishus, it was negeya also working in the kitchen. How could she work in the kitchen and be a sekis b'tahiris, and especially if her father's a kayin and she's involved with kachim? We're dealing with very, very chomer things. I heard from a chashav of Talmud Chacham, he said that it's probably the reason why the whole idea of nida seemed to have been a little bit more Befarhesya bimei chazal than it is today. Because today, nida, not nida, is immediately associated with ishus. So there's an inyan of tznius, not to be mefarsimit. But once upon a time, a woman going to the mikveh wasn't necessarily associated with ishus. It was negei. Every girl, as soon as she was higiyali mein urim, as soon as she started being roya dam, if she was going to touch food, she had to go to the mikveh. So it wasn't something that automatically meant ishus, and it's for that reason the nida would be in a separate room, like some of the things we spoke about in the Hakdama to the Masechta. It seems like bederech hatznius, but the teretz is because today nida means ishus, but once upon a time it wasn't necessarily like that. Either way, so in that general context, says Rav Yehuda, a woman that's involved in truma, af b'shas havarosan, even after she finishes eating the truma, she should do a bedikah. Once she finishes eating the truma, truma's not here anymore. Whatever happened. No, it's negay in the event that she has any shirayim in front of her. Meaning she finished eating, but sometimes it's this shirayim. Rafuna, masni, rafuna. So what's the kasha? The kasha is af b'shas avarosan milecho b'truma. And we're having a discussion over here of why are you worried about tumah l'mafreya? It's gone. The food's not here anymore. It sounds like, if not for the fact that the food was gone, or as it relates to the Shirayim, there's a concern of Tumah L'Mafreya. Tumah L'Mafreya, Truma. After Rav Huna said, that Me'eis Leisha V'Dida is L'Kodesh Avaloi L'Truma. Right, very simple. It's a Mishnah that seems to be discussing Tumah L'Mafreya, and clearly is discussing it with the context of Truma. So after Gemara, Rav Huna Masni, Rav Huna is going to have to learn that Mishnah differently, and we'll see more about this again in the coming days. L'Sreiv Shirayim Shabiyodeh Shabbat Ka'atzma Kashir Vesis. That it's not, doesn't, the Mishnah over there never meant Tumah Me'eis Leis. It meant the sheer Tumah that is immediately after she touches it. The point is, we're not discussing Tumah Me'eis L'Eis. If we were talking about Tumah Me'eis L'Eis, you're right, it wouldn't pass by Truma. Because Rav Huna holds that you don't have Tumah Me'eis L'Eis by Truma. You only have it by Kodesh. Toshma. Ma'isav Asir Rebbe Rebbe Eliezer. There was a Ma'isav Shahaya Kachaya where Rebbe Paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. Now, which Rebbe Eliezer is this? This is Rebbe Eliezer that's going to be mentioned in tomorrow's daf, where Rebbe Eliezer said a Chiddush. He said a few Chiddushim of that Mishnah. One we spoke a lot about yesterday, the Arba Noshim that are dying Shaitan. But he said another halacha. He said that a woman that goes three oinois without seeing dam, she's becheskes mesulekas damim. She now has a chazaka. Happened three times. So she's becheskes mesulekas damim. So if she sees dam later, the halacha is dying Shaitan. And the Chachamim disagreed with that Rebbe Eliezer. And then the Gemara says, Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. There was a woman, she went three oinois, she was becheskes mesulekes dam, and Rebbe Paskin, like Rebbe Eliezer, he said, Dayashai, Herakash, Bachash, and Niska. Then he remembered, Oyvei, it's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. And how could I Paskin like Rebbe Eliezer? Omar, but he gave himself Mechama. He said, Kedayu Rebbe Eliezer, this Mechala Bishasadcha. That even though I should have Paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, but Kedayu Rebbe Eliezer. Sok to Gemar, Ravinam Ba, my Lachash and Niska. First, Gemar clarifies what happened. What was the before and after? Rebbe thought he made a mistake, and then he had a nechama. So the Eilim Nachshin is getting halach Rebbe Eliezer. Is the pshat that he heard that the halach is not like Rebbe Eliezer? Meaning he was told the halach is not like Rebbe Eliezer. Elik Rabbanon, rather like Rabbanon. B'shasat chach hechi yovik kavase. But b'shasat chach, you let it just go ahead and okay. Even though the halach is not like it, no. B'shasat chach. What does that mean? Ella, what Rebbe must have remembered was le'idmin hilchos leikamak leikamak. Really. It was never stated in Bes Medrash if the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer or if the halacha is like Chachamim. The Kivan Sheniska the Lav Yochid. But then when he remembered that Rebbe Eliezer, who said his halacha, didn't argue with the Yochid, Ela Rabbim Pligalel. Rather, he was arguing with the Rabbim. So then he got worried. He said, Oyvei, I was making like Rebbe Eliezer. I said, Daya Shaita, I shouldn't have done that. Meaning, even though I never heard that the halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer, but I know Rebbe Eliezer argued with the Chachamim. And Yochid v'Rabbim, halacha k'Rabbim. So then he gave himself Nechama Amar. He said, Kedayu Rebbe Eliezer, lis mechalov b'shasadcha. He says, no, Kedayu Rebbe Eliezer. Now, incidentally, Kedayu Rebbe Eliezer, lis mechalov b'shasadcha. Sounds like a chiddush, right? Everyone knows, Kedayu Reb Shimon. The Gemara says in Erevim and Vavim, in days that the halacha is usually not like Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon argues with Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rabbi Yosi, halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. The Mekubalim said that the halacha is going to be like Bishamai, the halacha is going to be like Rav Shimon. But the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. Right? The halacha is not like Rav Shimon. So, Kedayu Rav Shimon, listen to Rav Shimon. But Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti. And the Rishonim B'Shem, the Yerushalmi say, what does it mean he was Shamuti? He was Mitamida B'Shamai. Could you say Kedayu B'Shamai, B'Smechol B'Shasat Chak, would be Matat Tzara Serva? I know B'Shamai holds not that way. No, Kedayu B'Shamai, B'Smechol B'Shasat Chak. Of course not. How could you go like B'Shamai, B'Shasat Chak? B'Shamai B'Mokim B'Sol Eina Mishnehi. And by the way, if you're not sure, it's a mission in the beginning of Masechtas Brachas. Rav Tarfon was Machmer, he learned Kriyashma, like B'Shamai. And he almost got killed, and the Chachamim told him, you deserve to get killed. You know why? So Avar told the Rebbe Silel, because you see that there's no Kedayu B'Shamai L'Smechal B'Shasat Chak. Okay, the Mesilas Yisharim, Barak Chav, V'Inkam Mekayim Re'laharif. But at first glance, when you look at this Gemara, Kedayu Rebbe Eliezer L'Smechal B'Shasat Chak, so does, I'm Musig. You have it by Reb Shimon, but Rebbe Eliezer is in the world of B'Shamai. Where do you find in the world of B'Shamai Kedayu B'Shamai L'Smechal B'Shasat Chak? Okay, so more about that in Yetz Hashem tomorrow. But for now, the Gemara wants something with this. What's the Gemara's kasha? Zok the Gemara, I'm a bishleim of l'trum, like a shmak a kasha. Bishleim if the halacha of Tumah L'Eis is negei, not only kachim, it's also negei a truma. I know that boy truma we made Rebbe. Did I understand the Gemara? In the times of Rebbe, there was truma, and there was a real life story where a woman went three oinois without seeing dam. And then she did a bedika and she fell down. And the question was, is the Tumah L'Mafreya, she had been touching Truma within the last 24 hours. And she went to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. She said, Rebbe, am I Tumah L'Mafreya? What do I do with that Truma? And Rebbe said, oh, you becheskes mesulekes damim. Kedayu Rebbe Eliezer, lis mechala b'shasat chak. And he realized that afterwards. I said, you're okay. He gave her a kula. I understand the story, but if you're going to tell me Eli Amr l'Kodesh, but if the whole halach of Tumah Me'eis L'Eis is only negeya kachim, Kodesh be mei Rebbe mi havoi? Was there kachim in the times of Rebbe? Zok Rashi, Rebbe kama shonim hoya achar achurban, b'soif atanoim. Rebbe lived many, many, many years after the churban. He lived b'soif tkufas hatanah. In fact, all Rebbe's talmidim were the Amorot. Rav, Rav Yoichanan, Rav Chiyah, Bar kapara. These were the first amayra. Ravs, the Tanu, Polik, they lived in that transitional tkufa between the tkufa satanam, the tkufa samayra. But either way, Rebbe lived way after the Chorban. That means in the times of Rebbe, there was no kachim. So if there was no kachim, what was this shayla even? Zok de Gemara. You have to say kedula. Teretz is like something Ula once said. Amar Ula who lived much later than Rebbe. Chavraya medakan bigalila. He said there were chaverim, a chaver in the context of Tumma v'tahira is someone that's nizer in the laws of Tahira. So Ula said the chaverim were medakan bigalila. So what does that mean? Rashi, chaverim shebegalil. The chaverim that lived in the Galil of Eretz Yisrael. Metaharim yeinam l'nesachin v'shamnam l'menachis. They used to keep their wine clean. Not only clean, not only tahar, so pristine, that if the Beis HaMikdash would be built right now, they would have been able to take that wine and pour it on the Mizbeach. And their Shemen as well. It was so pure, it was so perfect, that they could have used it for the Menachas. Why? Shemi Yibana Beis HaMikdash B'yameh. Right, so here's stories about Reb Nosson Vachvogel, that he had a special suitcase. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. They had wine, they had oil, they were pushing ready. If the Beis HaMikdash would be built right now, they were going to take wine and oil, they would be able to go ahead and start being Makriv Karbonis. Either way, so what do you see? You see that there was Kachem, there was a concept of Kachem in the times of Ula. So says the Gemara, if they had it in the times of Ula, then certainly they had it in the times of Rebbe. That's why the Shiloh came. So this girl had been a sekes with this type of it was kachem. They were makdish it, and apparently it had some level of kedusha. Now the truth is, to be makdish something bisman hazeh is very problematic. We don't do ma'aseh behemah bisman hazeh because of a michshol. It's a sugya in the beginning of perek ma'aseh behemah b'sachkas b'chayrus. It's an excellent kasha. But either way, that's what Rashi says, and that was the ma'aseh shoyah. Really, the halachas are only negeya kachim. Bizmei Rebbe, technically there was no Beis HaMikdash, and as a result there shouldn't have been kachim. But the ma'aseh shahayu was me'ein this that Ula once reported about the chaverim that are medakim begalil. There was a story with the shifcha of Rabbi Gamliel shahisa oifa ki kari shal truma. She was baking loaves of bread, but they were truma bread. Ubein kol achas va'achas medicha yada b'mayim. Between each loaf, she would wash her hands ubeidekas, and she would do a bedika. That's the halacha. She had to do a bedika in between baking loaves. Bachreina batka, when she baked the last loaf, she did a bedika, umatzat meya, and she found that she was tummy. Ubasa v'shalas Rabbi Gamliel, and she went to Rabbi Gamliel. So she was shivchaseish Rabbi Gamliel. So she went to Rabbi Gamliel, and she's v'amar. And he said, what's the halacha? So Rabbi Gamliel said, kulan tmeya, they're all tummy. Everything is all the loaves that you baked. She said, Rebbe, halei bedika hoisali ben kolachas va'achas. What do you mean? I did a bedika in between each loaf, and each bedika came out clean. So why is everything the mafreya now going to be tummy? Amalon, kein. Oh, I didn't know that. He says, if that's the case, heat mayo. This last loaf is going to be tummy. The chulan tayres. Everything else is going to be tummy. Says the gemara, tani miyos kikare shel truma. It says over here in the brayso, it was kikare shel truma. Oh, so you see clearly that there was that the halacha of tumah mi'es leis. That's what this Shaila was, is discussing even Truma, not only Kacha. It's a Kacha and Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, my Truma, Truma's Lachmi Toida. It doesn't mean your regular, conventional, typical Truma. It's referring to the Truma's Lachmi Toida. So we know that a carbon Toida was a unique carbon. So in addition to it being a behema, the behema was a shlomim, there were also breads that had to be brought. How many breads? 40 breads. 30 of them had to be matzah. 10 of them had to be chametz, which is why they couldn't bring the carbon toida on Pesach. That's why you don't say Mizmul Soida. Erev Pesach already, you don't say Mizmul Soida. Because they couldn't bring the carbon toida. Because the carbon toida had to have 40 breads. 10 of them were chametz. Can't have chametz already. But either way, one of the halachis of the carbon toida is that the person that brought the carbon toida had to give truma from the lachmei toida. So he had to take 10% and give it to the kohen. One from each set of loaves, so it was 40 made up of four sets. He had to take one from each set. He had to give it to one. And it's referred to as Trumas Lachmi Toida. So the Gemara says that, you know what that Braisa was? This was Shevchasa Shor Rebbe, and she was a sekes b'Trumas Lachmi Toida. But the Gemara says, Trumas Lachmi Toida, Bafia, my boy. This is not the way you bring Trumas Lachmi Toida. Meaning, the way Trumas Lachmi Toida was done is first it was baked, then you were mafresh the Truma. Over here, it sounds like she was a sekes in the Truma. The truma happens after it was already finished, after it was break. Says the Gemara, dafreshinu belishayo, hacha b'mayaskinon, where she was mafresh the truma while it was still dough, before it was baked. I mean, usually they would bake 40 breads, you give it to the owner, and he would take four of them, 10%, he would give it to a kohen. But this is what this was done in the reverse order. And you're going to ask me, is that okay? Yeah. Chiyado amar Rav Tuvi bar Rav Ketino, lachmi toide shofen dalal chalos yotzo. If the lachmi toide were baked, and they were baked into four chalos, as opposed to 40, it's okay. Avin above, Avin Arban. Don't you need 40 limits? But that's only the katchil. Avin Arafrushi Chuma Minay. How you be mafresh Chuma? You have to give Chuma Slach Chit. Have the mafresh Prusa Mikol Chad Chad. If you're going to tell me, wait, break off 10% of each one. Echad Amar Achmada Shlo Yitol Prusa. We know you're not allowed to give a Prusa. Vamrina, and to explain that, the Gemara said that Afreshin Abi Lishayu. It's talking about what Rav Tuvi Rav Ketina meant was that you were mafresh the Chuma before you baked it. So before you baked it, you took the shear of 40 chalas. And you were mafresh 10% of it, and then you baked what was left into four chalas. But the point is, you see from here, you could be mafresh it while it's still dough. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara Toshma. So either way, even though at first glance this Maisa Shoya Kachoya, which of Chasid Shlomo Gamliel, where there was a question of Tuma Mi'eis La'eis as it relates to Truma, really that's not what it means. It wasn't Truma. It was Truma Slachmi Toid. Oh, Truma Slachmi Toid. This Kachem. So the Gemara Toshma Shu Maisa B'Shifcha Shlomo Gamliel. There was another story with the Shifcha Shlomo Gamliel. She's the Gapa Chavi Yishal Yayin. She was sealing barrels of wine. Uben Kalachas V'Achas Medicha Yodeo B'Mayin. And in between each one, she would wash her hands and do a bedika. The last time she did this, she did a bedika and there was not. This is the story. If one story was talking about kachin, and one story was talking about Truma, Hainu, the Hajj of a Shiloh. I understand why Shefchasoy Shal Rabbi Gamliel had to ask this question twice. Meaning, it sounds like she just asked this question, so why'd she have to ask it a second? These are two stories with the same Shefcha, presumably, of Rabbi Gamliel. So, Lachuru, why did this question have to be asked twice? So, Bishleim, if one's Kachim, one is Truma, I understand. Eli Yamit, Idi the Kodesh. But if they were both Kodesh, Lobdim, the Hadab, the Shiloh. So the Gemara says, you're assuming it was one Shefcha, it was two Shefchas, they were both kachim, and that's why this halacha was negated. Lishnach rina amrila. Some had a different lash. No, amr avun me'eis leisha benida metama bein lekodesh ubein letruma. And mimai. And how do you know that? What we thought was a kasha right at the beginning of the first Lishnah is the riot to the second Lishnah. Because it's not mentioned in that Mishnah, Mesechtes Chagiga, Chayme B'Kayvish Mibishum. It doesn't mention this. The Chura should have mentioned this. So what was the Gemara's Teretz? It's only a Jurorah, the Tumah. Here, the Gemara in the second Lishnah doesn't like that Teretz. And that's Amalei Rav Nachman, Vatani, Tana, L'Kayvish, Avaloi, L'Chumah. So it's interesting. In the Lishnah Kama, we didn't know this Braisa. Here in this second Lishnah, the Gemara says, before Shabraisa. We didn't know it's a Mefurish Abraisa. Here it's a Mefurish Abraisa. L'koidesh avaloi l'chuma. So the Gemara says, Kiblo minei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Now we know what that Braisa means. It means, Bechulin shenasu al tairis koidesh, v'loi bechulin shenasu al tairis chuma. As it relates to real koidesh and real chuma, for sure, in the second Lishnah. What then, what does that Braisa mean? What it means is that there's another chiddush. Chulin sometimes can take on the halachic status of koidesh, and the halachic status of Truma. And that is, if somebody observes his chulin as if it's kodesh, chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh, or if somebody observes his chulin as if it's Truma, who would do? Kayana would do this. So a kohen that was an oichel Truma, so he would train his family. Everything in the house was treated as if it was Truma. Why? Because like this, when you get the real Truma, you're not going to make a mistake. So there were people that used to observe that. And the chiddush is, this comes up in the beginning of Masechtes Chulin, the chiddush was that chulin shenasu al tairis Truma, and chulin shenasu al tairis gadinim of Truma, gadinim of kodesh. So for example, in the laws of Tumah v'Taira, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, that we spoke about in the introduction, a chulin shenasu al tairis kodesh, maybe it could become a Revi l'Tumah. A chulin shenasu al tairis Truma could maybe become a Shlishi Tumah, because it mamish gets halachas. You took upon yourself, your chumrah, but you took upon yourself to watch your chulin as if it's truma, as if it's kachem. You're going to have to live with that now, and with the consequences. It's going to be truma and kachem. But either way, tumah mi'eis leis is metama kodesh and truma according to the second lashon. As it relates to chulin, then there's a chilek. Chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh, yeah. Chulin shenasu al tairis hatruma, no. Excess. Either way, just to end a gishmak daf with some light read, and that is that the Gemara said that Rav Huna in the first Lishnan, that the Tumas Nida of Me'es Le'es is metama lemafreya, but only kachin. It's not metama truma. And the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara asked the kasha from a brisa that brings a maisa shahoya kachoya with a woman that came to Rebbe. She was becheskas mesulekas damen because she went three oinos without having any dam, and now she did a bedika and there was dam. And Rebbe paskin daya shaita like Rebbe Eliezer, and then he realized that had to have a right to paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is a yochid keneged the chachamim that are a rabbim yochid v'rabbim malacha kerabbim, and then he gave himself nichum. He said, "Kedai hu Rabbi Eliezer, lismay cholam b'shasat chach." But the Gemara asked that according to Rav Huna, that the whole halacha of Tumi Yisrael is only negei kodesh. It's not negei truma. Kodesh mi mei Rebbe mi hava. Was there kachim in the times of Rebbe? Rebbe says Rashi was kamashanim haya achar achurban b'soifat tanam. There was no kachim in Rebbe's times. So what was the negei ela mai? Must have been truma. So you have a right to the second lishna. L'chur it's a kasha on this lishna that the laws of Tumi Yisrael is only negei kachim. It's not negei truma. And the Gemara answered. Now, you have to say that this woman who asked this question was a similar situation to something that Ula once reported. And that is, Ula said that the Chaverim that lived in the Galil, they were Medakein. What does that mean? They used to keep their wine tahar. It's so tahar that it literally could have been poured on the Mizbeach. They used to keep their shemen so tahar that it literally could have been poured on the Mizbeach. Either way, these people that would literally had kachim in their house. I mean, they had kachim in their house. This was the item that was asked to Rebbe. That's how it was negeya kachim. If you take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Agoyis in Gilyon Ashas, he says, I am Mishlo Melech, Hilchas Avil, Perek Gimel Alocha Aleph, B'soifai. So if Rabbi Kiva Eger tells you to look in the Mishlo Melech, you probably want to look in the Mishlo Melech. Either way, the Mishlo Melech over there is discussing something that we spoke about, ironically, in the beginning of the Messiah. In the introduction to Masechtas Nida, Bederech Agav, simply because it was the Chassam Sofer's yard site. So we mentioned that the Chassam Sofer discusses a famous Shitas HaRavid in Hilchas Nazirus Perakeh. The Ravid Shita is that if a Koyein, Bezman Azeh, being that we're all Tamei Meis, we're all Tamei Meis because we don't have the Efer of the Parah Aduma to be Metairos, so it's okay for a koyin to be metama lekatchila tormes. As always, mashma in a ravid in perikei hilchos naziris. The ravid's lashon is the koyhanim bizman hazeh tmei meisein. Va'oid ein aleim chiyuv tuma va'mechayiv oisam olav lahavi rai. And it sounds like a koyin bizman hazeh lekatchila is allowed to be metama lemes. Stating that, Chassam Sofer says that when he was traveling through Prague together with his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, and the Noid of Yehuda had a mavucha, how literally to take this Ravid, and the Yehuda thought the Ravid means it's literally. A koyim bezman hazeh could walk into a cemetery. It's not a big deal. He's tummy anyways. What difference does it make? He's becoming tummy. He's tummy. What's changing exactly? And Rav Nosson Adler said, I don't believe the Ravid meant that. I think the Ravid just meant that if a koyim bezman hazeh, if it was shaykh to give malkus and bring karbonos, etc., the chiyuvim of Tumas Koyim wouldn't be nogeya bezman hazeh. But to be metama lekatchila, that not. Then the Chassam Sofer said that he saw years later that the Noid Behudin, the Dagon Ravava, wrote that he was chayzer from his chiddush and he was very happy because he attributed the chazor of the Noid Behuda to the fact that his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, told him that his understanding in the Ravid was incorrect. Either way, the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Gimel Hilchos Avil brings this Ravid and he understands the Ravid exactly the way the Noid Behuda understood it before he was chayzer. Meaning, the Mishnah Melech in Perek Gimel Hilchos Avil says that there's a Shitas HaRavid in Perek Hei Hilchos Naziris that states that a Koyim Bezman Hazeh is allowed to be Tomei Likatchi. It's not a big deal. You can be Metame Lomes. And if that's the case, Freik the Mishnah Melech, that I don't understand. There's many Gemaras that seem to suggest that in the times of the Amoraim, they used to make matzevoy so people should know, or kohanim should know, where there are kvaros. It's like this, don't know not to walk in those areas. And freak the Mishnah Lamelech, if that's the case, why they do it? If it's okay to be metam lekatchila today if you're a kohen, why? Because we're all tamei meis anyways, so what's the big deal? Why they have to go out of their way to be metzayin these ma'orois and these kvarim? L'chari, they were anyways tamei meis. I mean, this is the zman of the Amiran. So what was the big deal? One Gemara that he mentions is the Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Rabbana. So Rabbanah was an Amoira, have a kometzayim marasa. He was marking graves, literally, or marking crypts, if you really want to be literal. Kimat l'marasa d'Avram, and then he was in Chevron, and he came to the Ma'aris HaMachpelah, and he wanted the Olam should know where exactly the Ma'aris, where's Avram, where's Sarah, how everyone is. So Ashkechel Eliezer Eved Avram. So the Gemara tells an interesting story. He met Eliezer Eved Avram, the Koy Kami Baba. He was standing at the entrance of Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Amalei, so Rabbana starts having a conversation, this man of the Amoraim, with Eliezer Eved Avram. He tells him, my covered Avram, what's Avram Avinu doing right now? Amalei, so he told him, Gani b'chnafa, this Sarah, he's lying in the arms of Sarah, v'kama'ayin olei bereshe, and Sarah is looking at Avram Avinu's head. Amalei, so Rabbana told Eliezer Eved Avram, zil emalei banah koi abava. Go tell him that banah is standing at the entrance, wants to talk to you. Avram Avinu. Amalei. So Eliezer Eved Avram comes in. He's serving Avram Avinu even in the Alma Dukshait. He comes in and he tells Avram Avinu, Rabbana is here. Amalei Leil. So Avram Avinu said, tell him to come in. Why? Because Medi Adir, the Yetzer by Amalek. Because he knows that there's no Yetzer in that world. So the fact that he sees me lying in the arms of Sarah, he's not going to misinterpret in an inappropriate way, because he knows there's no Yetzer in that world anyways. So he's going to understand that this is something that's Dvarim Niskovim. And the bottom line is, he said he can come in. Ayim Benafik. He came in and he saw, he was Ma'ayin in the dimensions. He matlam aras adam arishin. I mean, this gemara goes on for a long time. Then he comes to the ma'ar of adam arishin, and a baskel came out and said, "Nostakalta bedmus diyukni bedyukni atzma al tistaki." Now look at adam arishin, and then the gemara talks about the shufrei of adam arishin, the shufrei rabavo, Rabbi Yochanan is not mentioned over there. But regardless, what do we need from this gemara? One thing, Rabbanu hoye mitzayim arasa freik. The Mishnah Melech, Rabbana lived in the times of the Mayrom. Why was he being Mitzayim Maroses? Not only that people should be able to go daven by Maros HaMachpelah, he was being Mitzayim Maroses, so Kehanim should know where they can't go. As I said before in the Mishnah Melech. Otherwise, you have a very simple answer. No, he felt it was being done for the Kehanim. Right there, this is L'chayra, Bizman Hazeh, the time of the Amoraim. The Kehanim are anyways Tamei Meis. If they're anyways Tamei Meis, what's the big deal? As I freaked on the Mishnah, Zok the Mishnah Melech. You know what you have to say? You have to say, in the times of Rabbana, in the times of the Amoraim, they had the Eifa of the Paraduma. And even though they didn't have a Paraduma, there was no Paraduma that was brought in the times of the Amoraim, but there must have been leftover ashes. And meaning that they had leftover ashes, they weren't Tamei Meis. The Kayhanim were not Tamei Meis, and they still used to be Nizr and Tumah V'Tahira. So they had to know where the Kfarim are. You're going to go Davin, Imara, Samach Pele, you're going to go to Chevron. You can't go too close to the Mara if you're a Kayan. So you have to know where you're allowed to go, where you're not allowed to go. So Rabbana Hayim Mitzayim Aram, says the Mishlan Melech, it's Muchach, like the Ravid, that in the times of the Amiram, this was a real. Bizman Azad the Ravid, yeah, now we don't have Eifa the Paraduma. But in the times of the Amiram, Vaistos, yeah. Then says the Mishlan Melech, and I'll prove to you that this is the way it is. Kidar Bina Beperakama Denido. Olovov, Davov. The Gemara over there says, "Demetam Talmudah Kodesh b'mei Rebbe mi avoy." Was the kachim in the times of Rebbe Umeshani k'du'ula? Damarula chavrayim medakim megalilo. Upirish Rashi the chaverim that they used to keep the wine and the shemen so perfect that if the Beis Hamikdash were built, they literally could have poured it on the. They literally could have poured on the base. Says the Mishnah Melech, "Val karcha chayu tahirim." They had have been tahirim imeis. The iloy hey chayu metayin yain v'shemen. Had they have yain and shemen, that's perfect. They all tell me Thomas Meis. It doesn't make sense. To the Noyla, Mace, how is it possible? Elevadai, the Hoyolam Efer Apara must be the head Efer Apara. Then he writes, Uschurani, I remember, Sheroisi Bemachamecha, that I once saw someplace, and they tell you in the parentheses, Taysef the Mesachtes Para, the Kachagolu Lubava, when the Yidden went to Golos Bava, Lelichu Imam Efer Apara. And they kept it with it, and it survived. Golos Bava was 1,000 years earlier. They still had it. And they had it so many years later in the Tkufa of Na'amirayim, and they were clean because they had with them the Efer of the Paraduma. Hold that thought. Another Ha'ara. The Gemara told two stories with Shifchasa Yishal Rabbi Gamliel. Ma'isa b'Shifchasa Yishal Rabbi Gamliel, Shaisa Oifa Kikara Yishal Truma, and she was doing a bedika to make sure there was no Tumah L'Mafreya, Tumah Mi'es L'Es, and then she found them, and she went to Rabbi Gamliel, he didn't understand the question, and he gave her a Psak Halach. And the Gemara asked the same question, Truma, L'Chura, I thought by Truma you don't have Tumah Mi'es L'Es. The Gemara says, doesn't mean real Truma. What it meant was Trumas Lachmei Toida. The point is, it was Trumas Lachmei Toida. Tosfos says, Pirish Rashbam, this Rabbi Gamliel that's mentioned in this story, Hainu Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. It's Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. And that's who it's referring to. But Tosfos says, "Umiu ein regilos lahaskis stam Rabbi Gamliel el Rabbi Gamliel Azokin." I don't think so, because usually in Shas when Rabbi Gamliel Azokin is quoted, he's referred to as Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. And this brayso doesn't say Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. It says Ma'isa b'Shavchasoy Shel Rabbi Gamliel, not Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. V'yochaliyoy says Tosfos, it could be Shezel Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne Chaveroish Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. I don't think it was Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. Tosfos says I think it was Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne. Now a little bit of history to be able to appreciate this Tosfos and the raid that we're going to speak out. And that is, there were three Rabbi Gamliels in Shas. You had Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, who lived well before the Churban. He was an Einikol. He was an Einikol of Hillel Hazaken. So Hillel had a son Shimon, who had a son Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken. Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken had a son Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi right before the Churban, or right during the Churban. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was one of the Asar Rugei Malchus. We say the story about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha in the Musaf on Yom Kippur. Tir Rabbi Shmuel Atzmoy. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Who should go first? And they made a guy, right? That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He was Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken's son. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was killed b'shas the Churban. He had a son Rabbi Gamliel, who became the Nasi about 10 or so years after the Churban. Immediately after the Churban, Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai became the Nasi. After Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai passed away, Rabbi Gamliel became Nasi. Now that's the Rabbi Gamliel that the Gemara talks about in Masechtas Brachos, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara in the Masechtas Horeis, where there was a Sichsuch with Rabbi Yeshua, and they were maver him in from his Nasius, and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. Hareyak Nikaben Shivim Shana, Oysetam, Rabbi Shimon Bayichoy, Kilois Shachet Bizari. That's the Rabbi Gamliel, also known as Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna. And the reason it was called Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna is because right after the Churban, the Yidden, that were learning Torah, they weren't in Yerushalayim, but they were in Yavna. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai told the Roman Kesar right at the time of the Churban, Tainli Yavna v'chachamel, and that's where the Chachamim went. They all went to Yavna, and that's where he became Nasi. He was known as Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna. Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna had a son who was also Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So there's two Rabbi Shimon Gamliels. The first Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the Nasi again that we have in Tir Rabbi Shmuel Atzmai and Musaf Yom Kippur from the Asar Rugei Malchus, and then there's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that's quoted throughout Shas. Shimon Gamliel, right? How many times did you have Shimon Gamliel in Shas? That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna's son. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had a son that you heard of, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rebbe was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's son. The guy brings a riot that his father and a son are allowed to argue in learning. He said, because you find Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they argue throughout Shas. Chazaka, 2, 3, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Right, there's so many machlokes in. It was a father and a son. Shimon Gamliel was the father, and Rebbe was the son. Rebbe had another son, or he had several sons, but Rebbe had a son Gamliel. Another Rabbi Gamliel. But the bottom line is, you have Rabbi Gamliel Hazakev, you have Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne, and then you have Rabbi Gamliel, who is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's son. Zok Toises, the Rashbam said that this Maisa B'Shev Chasesh, Rabbi Gamliel, it was Rabbi Gamliel Hazakev. But Toises, not Mash was Rabbi Gamliel Hazakev. I think it was Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne. Freit the Maritzchios. How could it have been Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne? It's not possible Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne. And it's Poshit, that because of the Kasha I'm about to ask you, says the Maritzach, That's why the Rashbam felt that it had to be Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken, even though it's Teichik, because usually Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken is called Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken. So why would it be some Rabbi Gamliel? He said, but it couldn't be Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne, because Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne lived after the Churban. And if he lived after the Churban, there was no Trumas Lachmi Toida. You want to tell me they had Yayin and Shemen that was being kept al Tiras HaKodesh? Maybe. But you're going to tell me that they brought a carbon Toida after the Churban? How after the Churban is it possible for them to have brought a carbon Toida? It's not possible. And Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne lived after the Churban. Now the truth is, Rabbi Tzvi Yishchayis is not Mayrich in this, but Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne wasn't born after the Churban. Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne lived b'shas the Churban. I looked it up in the Seyda Adairis, but the Seyda Adairis says that he was young at the time of the Churban. And that's l'chura, the color behind this question. And that is, Avad Rabbi Gamliel was alive b'shas the Churban, which means he was alive at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash. But he was too young for us to say, Maisa b'Bishuv Chasosh Rabbi Gamliel, Amro Loi Rebbe, it's Mashba, this is a Rabbi Gamliel that's a Nasi. This is a Rabbi Gamliel that's a Meire Hayra. He's Rabban Gamliel, not just Rebbe Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel, Vamevin Yavin. Right, this is already a Rabban Gamliel that's on a Ramah. This couldn't have been Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne when he was 10 years old. Elamai, it's Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne when he became Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne. The problem is he was in Yavne then. He wasn't Rabbi Gamliel the Yerushalayim. He was Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne. And Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne is Dachnoch the Churban. His fake Rabbi Tzvi Arshchayis, he doesn't understand how you could give Zechan Eitzah. How in the world was this Trumas Lachmi Toy? Says Marat Tzchayis that the Emma says, I found the Truva for Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It's in Shelos Yaivitz, Chelek Aleph, it's Simon Peites. Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks a similar question on a Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim. The Mishnah over there discusses how exactly they used to roast the carbon Pesach. Ketzat Zoyl, there's a parakin chas called Ketzat Zoyl. Ketzat Zoyl, and it's a Pesach. Mevi'en Shvot Shal Rimay, V'teich L'teich Piv, etc., etc. At the end of the Mishnah, Maisev Rabbi Gamliel, there was a story with Rabbi Gamliel, Sha'amad L'Tavi Avdoi. He told his famous Evet, we had Eliezer Evet Avram, and now you have Tavi. Tavi Avdoi. Tzevet Slei Lonu Es HaPesach Al Askel. Go out and roast the carbon Pesach and roast stood on an askala. Either way, in the context of how you were supposed to roast the carbon Pesach, we have a memra from Rabbi Gamliel with his Eved Tavi. Frank of Yaakov Emden in a tshuva, he says he doesn't understand Rabbi Gamliel. This is Lachur Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna. And this is for sure Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna. Because once you mention Tavi Yavdoi, now already you gave us incontrovertible evidence, we know exactly who it is. Rabbi Gamliel Zalkin didn't have an Eved called Tavi. This is Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna. And if it's Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna, we know for sure who it is. He lived after the Churban. The Chur, they weren't bringing a carbon Pesach. As I think of Yaakov Emden. Zalkin Yaakov Emden, you have to say, this is a machlekes in Shas. Ktusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita Vakitchel Asalavai. Or Ktusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita Vakitchel Kitchel Asalavai. Rabbi Gamliel must have held like those sheetis. It's the Rambam and Perek Vav Hilkos Beis Abchira. That Ktusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita as it relates to Akrova is Kitchel Asalavai. He held Makriv and Afal Bishayim Bias. He was bringing the carbon Pesach even though there was no Beis Amikdash. And so, Rabbi Yaakov, you're going to tell me, what do you mean? They were Tomei? Tumah Hutra Betziba, Tumah Tchoy. You have to worry about Tumah. It's a carbon Pesach. It's a carbon Tzibur. That's when they're able to do it. Zok the Marit Tchiyas. It's a Mardigat Shuv of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And it answers that kasha betuv tam. The problem is, our sugya, Trumas Lachme Toida Toichiach, has he going to answer our Gemara? Because to bring a carbon Pesach, that's a carbon tzibur that you could bring bizman hazeh makriv and afal pishayim bayis. Aba l'chayra, to bring a carbon toida is like a carbon yachid. There's no toida that's brought by tzibur, even though there's a gvura sari, and mesachtes tainis, tafchav beis amad aleph, and the maisa with choyni amagel, ayin shom. We spoke about this in the beginning of mesachtes zvach and daftal. But either way, pashas, you can't bring a carbon toida by tzibur. So if there's no carbon toida by tzibur, trumas lachme toida in this man of Rabbi Gamliel, Makriv and Avon Bishayim Bais is not going to help you. So again, Freit, Rabbi Tzvi Yerushchai, his Tosfos says that who is this Rabbi Gamliel in the Maisa B'Shavchaz of Rabbi Gamliel? It wasn't Rabbi Gamliel Azok, because he's always known as Rabbi Gamliel Azok. It must have been Rabbi Gamliel as Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna. Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna is after the Churban. Rabbi Gamliel after the Churban had to bring a carbon Taita. And even though Rabbi Yaakov then asked the same Kasha from a Mishnah M'sachem Ayin Dalem and Aleph regarding the carbon pest, that's a carbon tzibur. Makriv and Avop Yishayim Bayis, so gishmak. But Trumas Lachme Toida, this is like a carbon yachid. How can you bring a carbon yachid? Now, I'll tell you an interesting maramach. If you want to look at the Rashash in Mesechtes P'sachim Daf Ayin Dalem and Aleph, he says something that if the Rashash didn't say, I wouldn't quote in the Daf. But the Rashash says it. He says that if it's true what I've read, that Bar Koichva built a third base on Mikdash, and Hadrian Adaryonis destroyed it at the same time of Churban Beitar, then that would answer the kasha. That could be this Karban Pesach in the Mishnah Psachim Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. He doesn't quote Arsugya, but the Lachmi Toida from Arsugya needed Davavim and Beis. Could be was brought in the third Beis HaMikdash. But he said, I never found the remez to this in Chazal, so it's not Mistaber. So again, Hadra Kushiel Aduchte. As I say in Rashash. So Hadra Kushiel Aduchte. Mar Tzviash Chayis is kasha. L'chay Rab Gamliel Diyavna. How are they bringing a Trumas Lachmi Toida? Oh, but the emes is the first ara, L'chayra answers the second ara, and that is, the Mishloim Melech proved from our sugya. Reb Kivayga was so excited with this Maramachim, he said, I am Mishloim Melech, Perek Gimel Alach Alev Hilchos Avul B'soifai. Look at it at the end, look at that shtickle of Haflev Felder. What do you see? Then in this man of the Amiram, they had the Eif of the Paraduma. So if they had the Eif of the Paraduma in this man of the Amiram, they certainly had it in this man of the Tanoim. If that's the case, in Rabbi Gamliel's time, even in Yavna, they still had the Eif of the Paraduma. If they had the Eif of the Paraduma and they held Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bay, is why can't they bring a carbon toida? The only reason you couldn't bring a carbon toida l'chayra is because they didn't have the eif of the paraduma, but they had the eif of the paraduma, right? The premise is tumah hutra betziba, tumah tchoyah betziba. Why? Because it's a tumah problem. No, it's not. That's all. If you don't have the eif of the paraduma, they had the eif of the paraduma. They had the eif of the paraduma. So just to come back full circle, the eim beis medrash b'lo chiddush. We spoke in Masecht when we learned Seder Kachim so many times about the big tumah of Tzvi Yerushkalayim. Reb Tzvi Yerushkalayim made a huge tumah and he wanted to bring a carbon pesach. But the only carbon that they were going to bring was a carbon pass. Arab Kivayga wrote tshuvas, and the Chassam Teufel wrote a tshuva, and the first tshuva, Binyan Tzi, and the Aruch Laner, Reb Tzvi, everybody wrote tshuvas. This was the great tumul of the first part of the 19th century. Bringing a carbon Pesach with halachic ramifications, and with hashkafa, geula ramifications, vadvarim atikin. But one thing we spoke out every time we went through this, and that was the only carbon they could have brought was the carbon Pesach. Why? So we said two svaras. Then it's Tziv, and the Aruch Laner was mechaven in his first Shuvah Binyan Tzion and said, it's because the Pasuk says in the Toichachem, Vashos Bechu Koisei, Hashem says, Lo Yoriach Oides Reach Nichoichachem. That you bring, Vashimoisi is Mikdashaychem, Lo Yoriach, you're going to bring a carbon, there's not going to be a Reach Nichoich. And the Tziv and the Binyan Tzion said, if you look through all the carbonas in the Torah, there's only one carbon where it doesn't say Reach Nichoich. And that's the carbon Pesach. So to bring a Chatas and a Noah, you can't bring it. because there's a din reich nichayach in a carbon. It's one of the six kavanos of lishma that a kohen has to have, and there's no reich nichayach b'zman hazeh. But the carbon pasach doesn't say reich nichayach. That's why it was only the carbon pasach. But we spoke at another reason, and that was what the Martzach spoke at in a tshuva, and that is because really it's a tumah problem. Tumah hotru b'tzibur, the tumah tchuyu b'tzibur, and therefore the only carbon you can bring is a carbon tzibur, because otherwise you're going to run into tumah. The problem with bringing a carbon tzibur is the machsa shekel. We don't have machsa shekel. The only carbon tzibur that doesn't need machsa shekel is the carbon pesach. So the only time it was negeya to bring a carbon, it would be the carbon pesach. Why? Because you're always going to have a tumah problem. To answer tumah, you're going to have to say tzibur. The problem with tzibur needs machsa shekel. So the only carbon tzibur that doesn't need machsa shekel is the carbon pesach. So we spoke out two reasons why it had to be the carbon pesach. And that was the tumah. The tumah was carbon pesach. We spoke out two reasons why it had to be the carbon pesach. Either lo yariach oides reach nichoichem, pesach is the only carbon that it doesn't say in the Torah, ishe oile reach nichoich Hashem, or because you need a carbon tzibur that doesn't require machsa shekel, and the only carbon that's negeya is going to be the only carbon that's negeya is going to be the carbon pesach. But what was nesayir was, what would be the nafkemina between those two terutzin? What would be the nafkemina between those two terutzin? This tana, Rabbi Gamliel. That's the nafkemina. Rabbi Gamliel lived after the Churban. So he lived already in the time of the Toichach HaParshut B'chukaisai, where you had the klal of Le'ariach Esreach Nichaychachem. But at the same time, he still had the Eifu the Paradum, like the Mishnah and Melech said. So Rabbi Gamliel, was he able to bring a carbon that's not a carbon Pesach or not? Loit in the Tziv and the Binyan Tziv, that there's a halach in this man of Churban, this man of Golos, lo yariach esreach nichoichachem, makriv and avu mishayim bayis, you can have par adumis, it doesn't matter. You can't bring any carbon other than a carbon Pesach. If the reason that you could only bring the carbon Pesach is like the Maratzchaya said, in his tshuva that he wrote on this tumul, it's because it has to be a carbon tzibur that doesn't require machzis hashekel. Why does it have to be a carbon tzibur? It only has to be a carbon tzibur because of tumul hutshu b'tzibur, tumul tchuyu b'tzibur. But if you have the eifa and the para adumin, then it's pukvaker. Then you can bring a carbon. You can't bring a carbon tzibur on machzis hashekel. But a carbon yachid you could bring because you don't have a problem with tumah anymore. So l'chayra, yesh loymar. To answer Reb Tzvi Hashchayis is kasha. Tosfos says it was Reuel the Yavna. Kasha Reuel the Yavna lived after the Churban. The Teretz is Makrivin, Afal Bishayim Bayis. What happened to Tumah? The Teretz is they still had the Eif of the Paraduma. But we're going to have to take one leap of faith. And that is, we're going to have to say, not like the Netziv and not the Binyan Tzin. Because like the Netziv and the Binyan Tzin, there was a din of Le'ariach Esreach Nechaychachem. And if that's the case, how could you bring any carbon other than a carbon Pesach? So to explain the Mishnah in Pesachim Ayin Dalel Amud Aleph, if that was a carbon Ketzat Tzoyel Nesa Pesach, that works. But as it relates to Tumas Lachmi Toida, that won't be answered.